Good morning, everyone. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sadly, statistics show that 1 in 8 Americans takes some form of antidepressant medication. Last year, nearly 48,000 people committed suicide. Tragically, these statistics are not unique to our country alone. It's becoming more and more evident that all over the world, people are hurting. People are suffering. You may or may not take antidepressant medication, and I pray that you do not have suicidal thoughts. During these Sundays in February, however, we will call upon the Holy Spirit to address some of the pain and suffering that may be found in our communities, in our families, and even our own lives. For History Month 2020, we operate underneath the banner, Lord, Heal Our Brokenness. Today we pray, Lord, heal our broken bodies. In Psalm 139, King David marveled at this tremendous instrument, this finely tuned instrument called the human body. He marveled at the body and he wrote in his psalm, "You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." David described with pinpoint accuracy that the human body is fearfully and wonderfully made. And it is. Wonderfully made because all the systems of the body, the circulatory system, the nervous system, the skeletal system, the muscular system, and there are others, they all work in unison and harmony to accomplish tasks. Fearfully made because as we look at our own bodies and we see how detailed they are and how intricately they have been made, it leads us to wonder how amazing this God must be, the one who fashioned and formed us. Here are a few things about your body that you may or may not already know. The human eye can distinguish between 10 million different colors. I don't know if I can even name 100 colors. And we can distinguish 10 million. The human heart beats over 3 billion times during an average lifespan. Blood circulates about 12,000 miles a day in an adult body. The muscles that contract your eyelids perform in less than 1/100th of a second. A person's saliva contains his or her entire genetic blueprint. Your small intestines are about 18 to 23 feet long. And that's not the large intestines, the small intestines. And just to give a reference, if you stretched it out, that would be nearly 3 Shaquille O'Neals in length. Like fingerprints, your tongue has its own unique print. For an adult human, taking just one step uses up to 200 different muscles. We don't even think about it. We just put one foot in front of the other. 200 different muscles. Messages from the human brain travel along nerves at up to 200 miles per hour. When you reach to pick up a glass, the signal has to come from your brain before you do it. A human skeleton renews itself completely every 10 years. And we can go on and on about this amazing body. You cannot argue someone into faith with facts and statistics. But if we could, all we would have to do is point to the human body for proof positive that there is an omniscient and an omnipotent God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is what makes it that much sadder when this finely tuned instrument begins to break down. How many of you have had a left or right knee replacement? Okay. How many of you have had a left or right hip replacement? How many of you have an insulin pump? How many of you have an oxygen tank? How many of you sleep with a CPAP mask? How many of you have a pacemaker? How many of you have had cancer attack your body? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. But of course, the body breaks down and it wears out. We are to do everything we can to maintain the body God has given us and even to build it up and strengthen it. We are also to avoid those things that damage the body and hurt the body. We now know that consuming large amounts of alcohol can lead to cirrhosis of the liver. So we refrain from consuming large amounts of alcohol. And if we ever drink alcohol, we drink it in moderation. We now know that smoking cigarettes and cigars may lead to cancer. So we refrain from smoking large quantities of cigarettes and cigars. And if we ever smoke them, we smoke in moderation. Definitely, we don't entertain illegal substances which may harm or damage the body God has given us. We don't indulge in crystal meth or cocaine or heroin. Barbiturates, hallucinogens, all of these different things that may damage the body God has given you and me. Because we live in a fallen world, however, there are times when our body is damaged through no fault of our own. There are babies who are born with FAS. Fetal alcohol syndrome. There are babies who are born such as quote unquote crack babies through no fault of their own. We can say that these are unintentional damages that we incur. Blair was late for work one day. She got in her car, stopped at a red light. Even though she was in a rush, she was careful to obey the rules. The light turned green, and she proceeded into the intersection where she was T-boned by a pickup truck. They had to use the jaws of life to pry open the vehicle and rescue Blair and take her to the hospital. Her life was spared, but the doctor says she'll never walk again. Through no fault of her own, her body was broken. Because we live in a fallen world, there are times when our bodies are broken by others. Morgana was brought up in a Christian household. She knew right from wrong, but she decided to move in with her boyfriend anyway because she, quote unquote, loved him. 4 months into that relationship, her boyfriend became abusive. Her friends reached out to her, tried to get her away from her boyfriend, but they could not. One day, Morgana thought that she had the courage to be able to leave her boyfriend. But when her boyfriend found out what she was planning to do, he grabbed her, punched her in the face over and over, and began to choke her. He stopped just short of taking her life, but the damage was already done. Morgana's body was broken. If you are in an abusive relationship, don't wait for the right time to get out. Now is the time to leave. Amen. You may not get another opportunity to leave that relationship. Claudia was 6 years old when her parents got divorced. 2 years later, her mom began to date again. Her mom actually found someone that she liked, and they got married. Everything was fine, but when Claudia was 13 years old, her stepdad crept into her bedroom at night. He put one hand over Claudia's mouth, and with the other he touched her inappropriately. From that very second, Claudia's body was broken. She was never the same. Statistics show that 1 in 20 boys are sexually abused. 1 in 5 girls are sexually abused. So that it might hit home like a sledgehammer. If statistics bear out, that means that there are a handful of us here who were sexually abused. There's a saying that time heals all wounds. I don't believe that. Tell that to the person who lost a loved one to domestic violence. Tell that to the families who lost people during 9/11. Tell that to the people who have been attacked viciously for no reason. time left all by itself can lead us to become angry, bitter, and even vengeful. It's more accurate to say that the Lord helps us to heal and become whole over time. Without the Lord included in that time can be extremely negative. But with the Lord, hope and healing takes place. The Lord is known as the healer. The Lord is the one who restores us. Something very interesting was recorded for us in John chapter 19. We heard it in our gospel lesson, but let's read through it again. The soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. These things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. What does this all mean? Jesus was beaten. He was battered and he was bruised. But Jesus was never broken. Say it with me. Jesus was never broken. In our lives, we may be broken. Our bodies may be broken, but Jesus never was. Jesus offered his life as a sacrifice for sin. No one took his life from him. He gave it up for you, me, and the world. It's as if the Father in heaven would not allow his Son to be broken. It's similar to when they tried to find people to bring false accusations against Jesus. But remember, their testimony conflicted. It just didn't work out. It was as if the Lord was saying, yes, my son will go to the cross, but no one will say he was found guilty. Even Pontius Pilate said, I see no basis for a charge against him. So even though Jesus was beaten and battered, he was never broken. We have a Savior who is able to heal us and to help us. The pain and suffering that you have endured in life, the Lord sees. More importantly, the Lord cares. Turn your pain and sorrow over to Him, the one who is able to do something about it, the one that no one can break. And Jesus is Lord of all. He rose again on that third day without one broken bone. He had the nail marks in his hands. And you could see where the spear was thrust into his side. But those were trophies so that all could see how the Lord accomplished eternal life for us. We turn to the Lord and repent of our part that we may have played in damaging and hurting our own bodies. For Jesus' sake, the Lord forgives us. And then we call out, Lord, heal our broken bodies. And he listens. Amen.